Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with recognition for the Assembly House, refurbishment of House of Fraser, and the difficulties created by the postal strike.
City posters have warned if people want Christmas cards delivered on time, they will need to get them sent as early as possible. Deliveries of Christmas cards are being delayed because postal workers are being ordered by Royal Mail bosses to prioritise large packages. That is the claim from an anonymous Royal Mail staffer who apologised to households and businesses over strike action led by the Communication Workers Union, adding it was the last thing they wanted to do. But they added strike action was needed to protect the 500-year-old service as well as staff pay and conditions, and recommend people must post cards immediately. A Royal Mail spokesman said, "The CWU is striking at our busiest time, holding Christmas to ransom for customers. We apologise to customers and urge them to post early for Christmas. We have contingency plans to minimise delays during industrial action. Royal Mail does not operate a policy of prioritising parcels. We remind colleagues that the delivery, collection and processing of letters and parcels should be treated with equal importance."
It is a health condition without a cure that brings misery to sufferers. But while there is no way to stop the symptoms of tinnitus, a former pupil of Wyndham High believes he has found the next best thing to a remedy. Edmund Farah, who grew up in Cringleford, has developed Otto, a mobile phone app designed to help people learn to live with the constant ringing which comes with the condition. The app makes use of cognitive behavioural therapy to train people to ignore the sound of ringing that tinnitus sufferers endure. More than 7 million adults in the UK are thought to have tinnitus. Dr. Farah, who himself suffers from the condition, came up with the idea alongside co-founder George Ledig, while the pair were working together as military doctors for the Royal Air Force. "It is an incredibly frustrating and annoying condition, and there is nothing you can do to make it go away. But what you can do is condition yourself to stop noticing it, as it is not actually the ringing that is annoying, it's your reaction to it. If you can change the way your brain reacts to the sound, you stop noticing it. There is no sound at all."
House of Fraser has confirmed that its flagship store in Chantry Place, Norwich, will be closing while refurbishments are carried out. The retail giant said that the closure will only take place for a short period, but has not confirmed how long it is planning to keep the doors shut. This announcement raises further questions about the status of staff working at the store. The company declined to say whether any workers would be made redundant by the closure, which could happen as early as the middle of next month. House of Fraser is one of the key brands within Chantry Place and covers three floors within the shopping centre. It sells a wide range of women's wear, men's wear, beauty products and accessories, and also contains a game outlet. The closure of Chantry Place's biggest store, even for a brief period, could be a significant blow to the shopping centre. Chantry Place has declined to comment about the effect the closure will have on the shopping centre or what will fill the hole left by the department store's closure. House of Fraser's parent company, Fraser's Group, also owns Sports Direct, which also has a store located in the Norwich shopping centre.
A city chippy is making the festive season a little batter by offering deep-fried Christmas treats. Lucy's Fish and Chips on Norwich Market will serve the seasonal dishes until December the 24th. On offer is a Christmas dinner for £6 with pigs in blankets, stuffing balls and Brussels sprouts, all battered with a side of chips and gravy. There will also be battered mince pies and sprouts for £1 and deep-fried Christmas pudding for £1.50. The batter used is vegetarian and the sprouts can be made vegan on request. For those looking for some extra indulgence, there is the option to add brandy cream to the sweet treats.
A Norwich restaurant known for its top-notch afternoon teas has been named one of the best in the UK. Open Table, an online reservation service for eateries across the country, has just released its 2022 list of the top 100 restaurants, as voted for by diners. It used more than 1.4 million diner reviews, and the Assembly House in Norwich was one of the featured spots. It holds a 4.6-star rating out of 5, based on more than 4,000 reviews this year. It is a Grade 1 listed Georgian house with 11 luxury bedrooms, and the restaurant is open for breakfast and afternoon tea, with menus by director and renowned Norfolk chef Richard Hughes. The afternoon teas are particularly popular, with the theme changing regularly. The current offering is a Christmas nutcracker-themed one, available until January the 8th. There were two other places in Norfolk that made the list, the Dun Cow in Salthouse and the White Horse in Brancaster Staithe.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. Don't forget to keep listening, as the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine will follow shortly. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.